I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Vaylon with a track called Waves Unfold. Before that, you heard some new stuff from Day Behavior. That was Silent Dawn, and it's remixed by a band that we've inadvertently, although quite happily, played a fair bit of recently, remixed by Paralox. And we started things off with Disdain with a track called Values of Trust. I do want to apologize for there not being a show last week. Again, I've said this a few times. It only happens about two or three times a year, but sometimes, you know, life just kind of gets in the way. And, you know, I'm looking for a job, and it takes a fair bit of my time. I also do want to apologize for one other thing, that it doesn't appear that Listener's Month is actually happening, because in the last 3 weeks, I've only gotten two playlists. That is mostly my fault, because I haven't really been around to talk about it and promote it much, but you know what? We'll do this next year when my mind isn't quite so messed up and we actually remember to do it in May instead of going, oops, we forgot, let's do it in June. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more brand new stuff. This is new from The Echoing Green. This is Voices Carry. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
But I'm frightened of the things.
Brand new stuff from Intuition. That was My Darkest Hour. And we've done a fair bit of, I guess you could say, very laid back, very mellow synth poppy sort of stuff this week. So I think it's time we turn things around just a little bit. We're going to continue on with something from the brand new Level 2.0 disc. This is a track by the name of Individual. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Gonna be a bad motherfucker.
Once upon a time, Tom Scheer gave me a bit of his opinion as far as music goes. He said that, and I'm paraphrasing, so I may get this wrong. He said, if Depeche Mode suddenly dried up and disappeared, the entire economy of Germany would collapse. The Alpha Matrix has another double CD of Depeche Mode covers out, and there's some interesting stuff on there, and there's some really garbage stuff on there. This was one of the good tracks. That was Kent Kino with Behind the Wheel. And I'm actually going to sit there and listen to every track, because when Depeche Mode was popular, so we're talking back in the mid to late 80s, and of course they've been popular since then as well, but bear with me here. Back when they were the big thing, the new thing, I was an incredibly huge metalhead, and Depeche Mode was like the antithesis of what I listened to. So I didn't actually get exposed to Depeche Mode until, like, I don't know, the mid-90s or something like that, and I'm fairly unfamiliar with them. So I'm going to listen to it all, because there might be tracks that, you know, are not the singles that are really good covers, so we'll get down to that. Anyways, we're going to end the show off this week with a band that we've played a few times here before. We're going to play a few times here again. This is Waves Underwater with Red Red Star, as opposed to Red Red Wine. Is that Till Tuesday 80s song? That horrible, horrible thing? Anyways, I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.